News from Bermondsey. Heartbreaking battle over will leaves brothers with £200,000 bill. A 5-year legal battle over a will has torn a family apart and left two brothers with a bill of £200,000. It was a fight that went all the way to the Supreme Court as the two sides argued over the estates of two alcoholics who had mistakenly signed each other's wills. Instead of leaving £70,000 in cash and a house in Biggin Hill to their sons, Alfred and Maureen Rawlings left their estates to each other, and when they were both dead, to a friend who had lived with the family since the 1970s. Bermondsey man Terry Rawlings, their son, said, "Terry Marley was my brother's mate. He came from a big Irish family. My brother sort of took him in really. For whatever reason, he was coming and going and he eventually stayed on." Though Terry Rawlings, 51, and his brother Michael, 53, grew up and moved out of the family home, Mr. Marley stayed on as a carer. Mrs. Rawlings then died in 2003 and her estate passed to her husband without anyone noticing the mistake with the signatures. However, when Mr. Rawlings died in August 2006, the error came to light. Their sons, Terry and Michael, froze their parents' account when they realised the wills were invalid. But the beneficiary, their former friend, Mr. Marley, took them to court to get the money promised him in the will. He lost the first case and a subsequent appeal, but in a landmark judgment announced last week, the Supreme Court ruled the error was simply clerical and did not change the intentions of either of the Rawlings. There can also be no doubt from the face of the will, as well as from the evidence, that it was Mr. Rawlings' intention at the time he signed the will that it should have the effect as his will, they said. This meant the money would go to Mr. Marley. Terry Rawlings said the experience had been heartbreaking. "My parents were complete and utter hopeless alcoholics," he said. "We would make plans to visit them, but where they were alcoholics, they would blow us off," he said. "And now my parents have done this to me in death. It's a sordid tale. It really is."